2. The Perfectors of Wisdom. The Perfectors of Wisdom are a specialized creation of the Paradise Trinity designed to personify the wisdom of divinity in the super universes. There are exactly 7 billion of these beings in existence, and 1 billion are assigned to each of the 7 super universes. In common with their coordinates, the divine counselors and the universal censors, the Perfectors of Wisdom pass through the wisdom of Paradise, of Havona, and except for Divinington, of the Father's Paradise spheres. After these experiences, the Perfectors of Wisdom were permanently assigned to the service of the Ancients of Days. They serve neither on Paradise nor on the worlds of the Paradise Havona circuits. They are wholly occupied with the administration of the super universe governments. Wherever and whenever a Perfector of Wisdom functions, there and then Divine Wisdom functions. There is actuality of presence and perfection of manifestation in the knowledge and wisdom represented in the doings of these mighty and majestic personalities. They do not reflect the wisdom of the Paradise Trinity. They are that wisdom. They are the sources of wisdom for all teachers in the application of universe knowledge. They are the fountains of discretion and the wellsprings of discrimination to the institutions of learning and discernment in all universes. Wisdom is twofold in origin, being derived from the perfection of divine insight inherent in perfect beings and from the personal experience acquired by evolutionary creatures. The Perfectors of Wisdom are the divine wisdom of the Paradise perfection of deity insight. Their administrative associates on Uversa, the mighty messengers, those without name and number, and those high in authority, when acting together, are the universe wisdom of experience. A divine being can live perfection of divine knowledge. An evolutionary mortal can sometime attain perfection of ascendant knowledge, but neither of these beings alone exhaust the potentials of all possible wisdom. Accordingly, whenever in the conduct of the super universe it is desired to achieve the maximum of administrative wisdom, these perfectors of the wisdom of divine insight are always associated with those ascendant personalities who have come up to the high responsibilities of super universe authority through the experiential tribulations of evolutionary progression. The perfectors of wisdom will always require this complement of experiential wisdom for the completion of their administrative sagacity. But it has been postulated that a high and hitherto unattained level of wisdom may possibly be achieved by the Paradise final leaders after they are sometime inducted into the 7th stage of spirit existence. If this inference is correct, then would such perfected beings of evolutionary ascent undoubtedly become the most effective universe administrators ever to be known in all creation. I believe that such is the high destiny of final leaders. The versatility of the perfectors of wisdom enables them to participate in practically all of the celestial services of the ascendant creatures. The perfectors of wisdom and my order of personality, the divine counselors, together with the universal censors, constitute the highest orders of beings who may and do engage in the work of revealing truth to the individual planets and systems, whether in their earlier epochs or when settled in light and life. From time to time we all make contact with the service of the ascending mortals, from an initial life planet on up through a local universe and the super universe, particularly the latter.